Welcome to the iTalk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me Dawn.
Hi.
And it's a pleasure to introduce, the first time on the iTalk, Ben, who I met at Site Village, and he has a really interesting project to talk about. Hi, Ben.
Hello. Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ben.
So, as I said, we met at Site Village quite unexpectedly, and you had a photography project to exhibit, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, no, it was great being at Site Village. So I was sharing a table with a group called the Braillists and Bristol Braille Technology, who, because I'm based in Bristol too, so they let me share a space on their table. And I was there with a sample of my tactile photography, and it was absolutely fantastic because I met so many people from across the country who could just walk up and have a touch and have a chat. It was absolutely invaluable for me.
Oh, sounds interesting. Can I ask you can you explain what tactile photography is for people? I know it probably makes a lot of sense to me and some other people, but some people may not know what it is.
Yeah, no, sure. It's so I've spent about the last 14 years testing a new process to produce a tactile photograph, which is basically a raised image. So I convert a normal visual photograph into tactile form, and I do this in the darkroom, which is the interesting bit for me as a photographer, and it's probably worth saying I'm sighted as well, so I'm not visually impaired or blind in any way, but I've developed this process in the darkroom to convert a normal visual image into a three-dimensional low relief image, which is fully accessible to the visually impaired and the sighted as well. It's kind of accessible to all.
So what gave the idea for this, Ben?
Yeah, so about 14 years ago, I was doing a photography degree in London, and it was my final year project, and the degree course was quite sort of conceptual. It wasn't your bog standard portraiture or landscape photography. Mm-hmm. And I was just intrigued by the idea of producing a photograph which you could perceive using a different sense, especially touch, which is your most intimate sense. And I didn't know anyone who was blind. I'd never met someone who was blind. You know, that wasn't an influence on why I got the idea. It was purely through the interest of photography and perception, I'd say. And then I started to produce my project, a very, very rough version of it back then. And in doing so, I thought I better test this. So I met a couple of blind people who were amazingly helpful. And that just blew me away. I was just inspired forevermore after meeting them and seeing them interact with the work and finding out it was useful, it was of interest. And I've not looked back since, basically, it's fair to say.
That's wonderful.
It sounds really, I mean, I know Jo mentioned it when she came back from Site Village, and we were all quite excited to work with the trustees. We're all like, ooh!
Yeah.
It is exciting. As far as I know, no one else is using the process I'm using. Which is a really exciting thing for me. And it's the process is adapting an early photographic process from the 1850s.
Right.
So it's just going way back in time. There's no 3D printing involved here or, you know, computerized machining. This is really old school, just chemicals and lights in a dark room, which is great. And it's also incredibly high quality. I don't think it's possible to produce a tactile photograph, you know, in higher quality than this. I've done tests with 3D printing, etc., and they just can't come close, and they cost about 10 times more. So for me, the beauty is it's truly photographic. It's as much a photograph as a black and white print at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. And it's the
Can you do anything to be tactile? Any picture, or does it have to be a certain quality? Or
no, any picture could. It's a really good question, though, because herein lies a problem. But you could convert any photograph into a tactile form, but I'd say 95% wouldn't really make much sense. You'd have to have a huge description, you know, for someone to understand what the image is actually of.
Yes.
Because things can get quite confusing. So my work tends to focus on subject matter that's quite abstract. So, and the key for me is if it works, it means I don't have to explain it to people very much. I could give them one sentence to explain the work, and they could go off, they go and touch it, and they can understand it. So, for example, I've done a series of extinguished candles. So if you blow a candle flame out, you get a puff of smoke that rises up. And I've got a whole series of those. And they're just capturing this sort of transient, three-dimensional sculptural form of the smoke. And that's great, because you just need to explain to someone at the bottom of the image is a candle. Everything above it is smoke. That's all you've got to say. And they could go off and explore 20-odd images in that series. And that's the beauty of it. And other things I've done, a astronomy base of the stars, the Milky Way, the sun and the moon, clouds. And these really translate well into a really simple, a simple abstract form, I guess.
And it's the candle, the extinguished candle that I got to feel at yes. Site Village. And it was impressive because it's something that as a, I mean, I've had site as has dawn and you kind of take that for granted, but you do, you know, forget what kind of simple things like that look like. And for somebody who's never had sight, it's just something that's, you know, available to them now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what blew me away, because I've done lots of testing with that image and with someone who's born blind. And first of all, they were blown away because they could experience a photograph. That's, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Secondly, they discovered what smoke feels like. It was like this two-layered experience for them. And that's when it really hit me that, you know, this work can be quite important, because I thought, oh, I'm just making photographs and experience, but no, I'm not. It's, they're actually being able to experience smoke for the first time, or they could feel the stars or the moon, you know. Yeah, so that's a really important point.
I think for young children as well, that would be an excellent way of teaching them something as a point of reference, like a star, a sun, what a sun looks like, what the moon looks like.
Yes.
I just think that educationally as well, that would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so I've done some testing with New College in Worcester last year, end of last year, and that was really interesting for exactly that reason, because, you know, the teachers were so enthusiastic to say, look, this goes beyond art. This could also be education or therapy or rehabilitation. Yeah. It could tick many boxes, which
definitely.
So this kind of brings me on to why I was at Site Village, actually, because I'm looking to launch this project now. I've done 14 years of R&D, you know, in my own time and evenings and weekends and at my own expense. And I'm now trying to get funding to launch a project properly. And that would enable me to engage with as many visually impaired people across England as possible. And really, as wide a spectrum as possible in terms of where they live. So reaching people who would never normally go to a museum or gallery. A wide variety of ages, from children all the way up to the elderly. A range of abilities, people who've been born blind, people who are just losing their sight. Just to engage with as wide a group of people as possible, just to help influence and inform this work going forward. Because the last thing I want to do is work in isolation on my own, in a dark room, as a sighted person, just churning out stuff and not really getting any feedback from it. That sort of defeats the whole point, really. So, yeah, I was at Site Village to kind of drum up interest for that.
So, and you did very well, actually.
Yeah, good.
So you're in the process of applying for funding, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And if this funding comes through, then you're after kind of getting groups of people together, aren't you? They can look at an exhibition, really, in effect.
Yeah, so I'm working with a blind consultant as well called Dave Williams, who's just been absolutely amazing. And with his support, we kind of worked out the best way to reach people. I could set up an exhibition in a gallery somewhere, you know, even in central London, and maybe 100 or so visually impaired people come and see it if you're lucky. But we thought the best thing to do is to hit the road, you know, I could produce some work and go and visit groups around England and take it to them. I'm going to engage with far more people, get far more feedback. And the beauty is I can go and revisit those people maybe 3 or 4 or 6 months later when I've got new work that they've helped to inspire. That's the exciting thing. So it could really be a nice dialogue between myself and the audience, I guess, which is quite a unique opportunity. So the most efficient way to do that, as you said, is to engage with groups. So I've got quite a lot of interest signed up already, including New College Worcester, St Vincent's School in Liverpool, Blind Veterans in Brighton, Eyesight in Cornwall, Warwickshire Vision Support, like loads of little local groups. And I'm talking to many more, including the charity Sense. So, yeah, the idea is to sign up all these pockets of people around England, basically, so I can get to as many as possible.
I think that's wonderful. If anybody's got a group that they'd like you to exhibit to, or to, you know, to go and show your work to, how can they get in contact with you, Ben?
So yeah, really simple. They could they can email me. So my email address is info@benluger.com, and that's benluger benluger.com, or you can just go on my website, which is benluger.com, and on there, there's my phone number and email address. There's a contact form, so there's many ways you can get in touch. And yeah, it's really key, because it's a tricky one. I'm trying to avoid individuals getting in touch to say, can you come and visit me? Because if I did that, I'd be running around. So it's really key. If you want to be involved, and look around and think what groups you're engaged with, and then maybe speak to them or speak to me, and I can then speak to your group. But yeah, that'd be absolutely fantastic.
If somebody wanted, say, a personal print done, converted into tactile, would you be willing to do that for people, or...?
Yeah, there is a chance to do that, and the thing to bear in mind is a cost and the time. So this is the thing, which is why I'm applying for funding. It's quite a time consuming process using lots of chemicals and stuff. Just in terms of materials, you're looking at least £50 and a day of my time. So cost wise, it is expensive, but that is a possibility. And someone at Site Village gave me a brilliant idea, which I'd quite like to do if any of your listeners could get involved with this, which is to convert a baby scan. So I don't know if anyone expecting a family who's had an ultrasound scan. That's some, because I've got a 2-year-old, so I've recently been through that process, and I think that'd be absolutely amazing to be able to turn that into a tactile photograph.
Absolutely, that would be amazing.
Can you imagine, even if you're not a parent, but if you're a grandparent, and I can think of people at the moment, some of my friends who are expected grandparents, and I just, who are totally blind and have never had sight, that would just be amazing.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? So I'm looking to do one as a test. I could do, one for free, see if it works, and then... Mm-hmm. I could work out what it costs to produce and maybe do others for other people. But get in touch if you think that could help you out and you want to be involved. Yeah, that'd be really good.
What a fantastic idea.
It is. It's a lovely idea. And, just one of those things that, having got a teenage daughter now, it would have been amazing to have that, before she was born, just because everyone else looks at them and you just sat there thinking, well, actually, it's the one thing you miss out on, photos of your kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking, I don't know whether it's occurred to you, Dawn, but we've got VI Talk hold link days.
Yeah.
And we've got one in Liverpool in September and one in London in November. And I'm wondering whether that would be of interest to you, Ben, to come along to those and, put a little exhibition up so that we've got speakers, but also when people have got kind of downtime and they could browse some of your photos. And I just think that would be amazing.
No, I would be really cool. But so the thing to bear in mind is if I get the funding, which is a big if, if I get it, the project would kick off in 2019. So it'd be early next year.
Right. Well, we plan to hold more next year. So
yeah, so next year, if I've got the funding, I'm there.
Yeah, fabulous. Brilliant. That'd be brilliant. Yeah, I think absolutely. It'd just be good, because I just think the arts are one of those things that people always think are difficult to access as a blind or partially sighted person. Mm. Actually, they can be done, can't they?
Of course it can be done, and I think the key is just having a quality work, and this is another thing, I'd never exhibit the original photograph next to a tactile photograph. So I'm producing these tactile photographs for their own sake, purely to appreciate the tactile form, to celebrate it. So this isn't like some adaptation made for the blind folk. This is, it's artwork in its own right. So yeah, I've had a lot of interest from the sighted as well. It's definitely not a niche thing for a minority group. It's a celebration, of a tactile sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know when Joe mentioned it, we all got very excited, because it's just a breakthrough that you can feel what a picture is, or you can get that reference. And I just thought it was absolutely amazing. So well done you.
Yeah, no, thank you. There's some great videos on my website, actually, of a couple of blind users experiencing it for the first time. So if you're interested to see what it's like, go on my website, benluger.com, have a watch, because it's really interesting. Their feedback is great.
Fabulous. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us, Ben, and keep us posted, keep us updated on progress. And if you get that funding, definitely come along to the link days and open days that we've got in 2019.
Will do. Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. It's very kind.
And I wish you very good luck as well.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can contact us by email, info@vitalk.co.uk. Our Twitter handle is VI Talk Podcast. Our Facebook is VI Talk. And our website is www.vitalk.co.uk.